And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think that violence is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live coming at you from from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. in the Pacific time, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But isn't that time? Perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Perhaps you're in a bathroom and somebody's listening to us in the next stall. However, you're receiving us. We appreciate the fuck out of it. I think that would be funny.
I would love that.
Go to like some mega church. Yeah. Play Faithless Friday in the shitter.
Right.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. Join us on social media and everything at Crab Diving, blah, blah, blah. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Love you long time. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I just want to address one thing we talked about yesterday. To me, we did Faithless Friday on a Monday. And
well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's every day.
Sure.
But that statement the Which? Pope put out, that is meant to placate. That was bullshit. It, you know, and fuck him. Fuck that guy.
Fuck the Pope.
That is not, the message should be, we're going to arrest these fucking child molesters. Not like we're sad or, I don't give a fuck how he feels. Call the police. Tell the next time you see bullshit going down in your church, call the cops. That's what we want him to say.
Well, he was like, we're seriously taking a look at it.
Wow. Oh, wow. Let me give you a big round of fucking applause for that.
We're forming some committees.
Oh, my God. How long has this shit been going on? How long has this shit been in the news? Shame on you, Pope. Fuck you. I used to like the Pope. I don't like him anymore. I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, and others at Crab Diving, one word, Sarah, ABDIVING. And you can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. And buy shit through our Amazon portal helps us out.
Yes.
It really does. Thanks to those that do. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon every time you buy shit. And we get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you anything. Just a gift from Jeff Bezos.
Oh, wee wee.
The wage thief.
Oh, right. Is he really?
Yeah. Oh, God. Amazon's like a gulag from what I understand. Those fulfillment centers
God
and shit.
Damn. And also Amazon, you know, go buy shit through our portal, but they got to take that NRA TV down off Amazon Prime, right?
Oh, is it still? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would assume.
That's
I thought
fucked up.
I thought they may go bankrupt and have to yank it.
Yank. Oh, the NRA?
Yeah. Personal business. Thank you to everybody online and everything and all the DMs and
yes.
And all the love for Kate.
Right.
Appreciate it. It's awesome.
She is missed.
We have the best, bestest listeners.
Right. Thank you.
Let's get to the headlines. It's hey, Ryan's popping a beer.
Yeah, I'm popping a polar seltzer.
Is that
orange vanilla.
Oh, orange vanilla.
I like it.
You do? Was it okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
What is orange vanilla?
Oh,
there's a
God,
candy.
It's so fucking good.
There's
what?
A candy that's orange vanilla. I forget
right.
What it is. Let's see what the headlines are this lovely Tuesday. It's actually a little rainy and spitty here in No Flow.
It's spitty down in here.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, August 21st, 2018.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are the headlines.
Oh, yes.
What is sin? Well, God gave his commandments so that we could see our sin.
Stop talking. No one listens.
She's right. I'll vote for her. Put her up for something.
The kid's a genius.
Shove your sin up your fucking ass. What do you think about that?
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey,
HuffPost. One of the big stories, the big bombshells today.
Ooh.
Not too long ago, little Polly Numbnuts, Paul really? Manafort. Well coiffed.
Yes.
Apparently, they let the shoe polish into the prison.
Oh, does he have hair dye or something? Maybe that's his natural hair color.
Maybe he sucks some dick to get some hair paws.
Oh, right.
Hair,
I don't know.
Hair coloring.
I don't know. I haven't seen his itinerary.
Manafort guilty of 8 counts.
Bam.
Jury mistrial on 10.
Eight, that's got to be enough to put him away for life, right?
Yeah. Paul Manafort, Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, I hardly know the guy.
He ran your campaign for president, dude.
Was found guilty of 8 counts, including 5 tax fraud charges. The judge declared mistrial on 10 other charges that Manafort, age 69, faced in connection with allegations of tax and bank fraud after jurors could not reach a consensus on those charges.
Oh, shit.
The verdict came after the jury had indicated earlier in the day they were deadlocked on at least 1 count. So eight convictions. What a witch hunt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So you're saying the whole Mueller thing is this validates that, right? I mean,
well, now people are turning. I don't think this is the whole Manafort thing is totally Mueller related. They were looking into him before. But now eyeballs turn.
Yes.
Towards little tiny orange hands.
Oh, who's that? Schittler, our president? A rapist in chief
who has said it's very unfair what's happening to Paul. He's such a nice man.
Well, I mean, he was found guilty on 8 counts. It sounds
I mean, if he tries to pardon Polly Numbnuts for this, I think people got to take to the streets, right?
Well,
I mean,
he will.
He needs to be impeached immediately for that.
I mean, shit, dude. Like, how do you impeach? But it's how would you impeach him for pardoning someone? Abuse of power?
Yeah.
Damn.
And obstruction of justice. If there was an obvious deal, hey, keep your fucking mouth shut. I'll pardon you.
Right.
You have to spend a couple of months in jail. Sorry.
So if they find correspondence with Schittler saying, you know, don't cooperate, you know, plead guilty, blah, 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 blah. I'll pardon you. Boom. Word up, homie.
That would, yeah, but.
Obstruction of motherfucking justice, baby.
Probably would take a rat.
Oh, yes.
Because Trump ain't writing shit down.
Oh, right.
They're calling him on his little princess phone.
Doesn't Trump text?
Hold on, Sean. I've got another call from prison. I have to accept the charges.
Is his phone blinged out, Trump? Does he have like little cubic zirconians?
Probably.
I am a cubic zirconian. Fuck you.
I've got an Elvis Presley phone.
Ooh, yes.
I'm trying to think who was famous and idol back when Trump was a kid.
Shit. What was big back then? The Eagles, right?
When Trump was a kid, he was 70.
Okay. Herman's 50s, Hermits.
50s and 60s.
Gidget, starring Sally Field.
I like the Beatles, but their hair.
Yeah, he didn't like the Beatles.
So out of control.
Yeah.
I love those Beach Boys. You couldn't be whiter.
My favorite member of the Beach Boys is Charles Manson.
So, the Paul Mueller found guilty in 8.
Yay!
And this is only the first trial. Remember, he's got a whole nother trial coming up.
You think the jury?
Where they now have, they said over 1,000 pieces of evidence that are being logged into the.
Oh my God.
Log.
Log. Boy, I tell you what, it's a job creator, this Trump. I think all these investigations, you got to hire people to do this shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, what was a bigger job creator? Bill Clinton's DNA all over that dress or Trump's Russia collusion?
Well, that went on for a long time. It started as Whitewater, remember?
Yes.
And they got fuck all. And then it went to Travelgate, was it?
Yes.
Somehow they thought somebody was using travel money or something, and they couldn't get anything on that. And then a jizzy dress popped up.
Right. I was listening, you know, the questions Kavanaugh wanted to ask Bill Clinton.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. Yeah.
How did he phrase that?
If Monica Lewinsky claimed that you inserted a cigar into her vagina, would she be lying?
In the White House, though, in the Oval Office. I don't know. I mean, it's funny as shit. It's not funny.
No, it's not.
I mean, Clinton in this Me Too movement, man, he would be gone. If this happened today, the and Democrats
probably
would
should have been.
He should gone, have yeah. been. The Democrats would impeach him if Barack Hussein Obama.
God, I hope so.
Blew his load all over somebody's dress. They would impeach him.
Can't count Obama.
Him.
He's black.
Oh right. Well, they surely would impeach him.
He
I mean, the Democrats
held to higher standards.
But I'm saying the Democrats would go after their own for this. They wouldn't be like the Republicans.
Look at the former senator from Minnesota, Al Franken.
Yes. But to be fair, I mean, I think Barack Obama is a lot different than Bill Clinton in that regard. Don't you think? I mean, I don't know. I know everybody's got their pervy side, but I don't think Barack Obama's running around the Oval Office trying to come on interns.
Or insert tobacco inside of their orifices.
He does smoke.
Did.
He did smoke. Okay.
Claims to have quit, but. That's the headline over to the HuffPo. I'm sure the Drudge Repo.
Oh, yes. A bunch of stupid
this
shit.
Is kind of spectacular. Michael Cohen is the other big story, which is why I'm not going to read the headline yet.
Who
over
is
here,
that? But, I'm just kidding.
Michael Cohen, Trump's former attorney,
right?
Fixer,
yes.
Will allegedly plead guilty or has just pled guilty. Which is why the Drudge Report has in big red letters, Trump Hell Hour.
What?
Manafort guilty. Cohen, I'm guilty. So Michael Cohen, former longtime Trump attorney Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty in federal court today to 8 counts. Also
Bam.
8 counts. 5 counts of tax evasion.
Oh, shit.
1 count of making false statements to a financial institution. One count of willfully causing an unlawful corporation contribution.
Boring.
And 1 count of making an excessive campaign contribution at the request of a candidate.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Who could that be? Fuck you.
His sentencing is scheduled for December 12th.
God,
his bail was set at $500,000.
I thought the courts were speedy. You're telling me December fucking 12th? That's like...
The news comes within the same hour that Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was also found guilty on 8 counts.
Dude, the guy that ran his campaign for president and his personal lawyer are both guilty.
Within an hour.
Fuck.
Within an hour. Yeah.
Surely that... Republicans, does that mean anything to you? Do you give a fuck? Are you just going to yell deep state, blah, 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 like normal? Are they?
Deep state. Hannity's.
Damn.
Hannity's beside himself, I'm sure.
Is it true Trump just tweeted out, you got me, I'm guilty, you got me dead to rights, I give up?
Yeah, right. Cohen surrendered himself to the FBI in New York, is now in custody of federal authorities.
Yes.
He entered federal court at 4 p.m. for his plea. I don't know if we have the transcript yet, but in right. the under that kind of a plea deal, he would have to plead guilty, and the judge asks him, "What did you do?"
Oh shit! So he's gonna say, "Well, I did a bunch of bad shit for Donald Trump."
I did that.
Yeah.
The IRS and DOJ had to approve tax charges. Blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah. I was listening to like he drives in and he goes through all these. He has to jump through all these fucking hoops just to show up to the judge to plead guilty. Like he gets escorted by special fucking cops.
Well, he had to surrender himself.
Yeah.
To the authorities.
Right. He's just one dude though.
Because they're sending him to jail, although he's getting $500,000 bail, which I'm sure some rich asshole pop up for him.
Oh yeah, he's like, yeah, you better bail me out. I got some tapes that you.
I got you, Michael. Don't worry, I got you, Michael. Like Trump could come up with $500K in cash.
I mean, let's just talk about this for a second. Barack Hussein Obama. I'm only comparing Trump to Obama because he was a previous president. Barack Hussein Obama. Who is his lawyer? His personal lawyer. I don't know. Did he run a dirty taxi business?
I don't think he had one.
Does he have a bunch of tapes incriminating Barack Obama?
Apparently, he faked a He faked a Yale law degree.
Oh yeah, that's wow.
Somehow faked being the first African American editor of the Yale Law Review. Wow. Somehow he faked that.
How the fuck do you fucking fake that? Listen, man, all you guys out there with this Barack Hussein Obama derangement syndrome, Hillary derangement syndrome.
Trump is like, you know, the people in college, they don't know. They never saw him.
Your campaign manager was found guilty on 8 counts of bullshit. Your fucking personal attorney just pled guilty for 8 counts of motherfucking bullshit, man. I mean, that should blow everybody's fucking mind.
So those are the big, giant, huge honking headlines today. A rough, I love the way the Drudge Report puts it, a rough hour, hell hour for Trump.
We have broken their back. Yes, I can feel it. I don't think you're stupid. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you.
That's my favorite. That's his pep talk to his kid.
I believe in you. Good God. Come on.
All right.
I'm going to eat your cerebral cortex last because I've got power.
Is that what happens every time your kid brings something like a D in math or something?
I'm going to eat your brain, starting at the cerebral cortex.
I think that specific one was he was pretending to be a liberal lesbian or something like that.
Oh, that's his impersonation?
He was playing a character.
I'm playing the character of liberal lesbian.
Most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around.
Jesus. Those are your headlines, everybody.
Yes. Did I ever send you the picture? When I was in Anchorage, I was at a liquor store with my brother, and there was a dude behind the counter, and he had a shirt, black t-shirt on with a fist on it. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's part of the resistance. And then I looked closer, and it said Info Warrior on
it. Oh, wow.
Man, the guy had an Alex Jones. I got a picture of it. I'll send it to you. He had like an Alex Jones hat, an Alex Jones t-shirt. And I was buying my brother some beer, and he carded me, and I still got my California ID, and he's like, Los Angeles. Ooh. Like, fuck you, motherfucker. God. You ever been to Los Angeles, Info Warrior? It's nice.
Rudy Giuliani, you may have heard of him.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy representing Donald Trump, another winner.
Well, there is a news story out at Vanity Fair.
Yes.
That the stuff we talked about yesterday on the show, the interviews that Don McGahn, the White House counsel, had with the Mueller team.
Yes.
something like 30 hours or something. He talked to them for 30 hours.
I mean, if I'm Donald Trump right now, I would be like, okay, pass me that big thing of heroin over there. I mean, so, what do you think they talked about? I mean, for 30 hours.
Well, according to Vanity Fair, White House counsel Don McGahn's interviews with Mueller have rattled Trump to his core.
Oh, shit.
One advisor said of his mood, quote, total meltdown.
What does that look like? Man, what does that look like? Amorosa, get back in there and make some more tapes.
A Republican ally, so one of his little ball sack remora.
Ball sack remora. I'm just picturing what that looks like.
You know remora.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Little fish that attach themselves to sharks. Some toady described him as extremely frustrated.
Oh, shit. The White House attorney spoke to somebody for 30 hours about me.
Extremely frustrated.
Donald Trump's probably like, how's my attorney like spilling the beans to fucking Mueller? He's not your attorney, dickhead. He's the White House's attorney. There's a difference.
According to three of Trump's outside advisors, he's rattled to the core over the 30 hours of testimony from McGahn.
Ooh, yes.
Causing Trump to ratchet up the Twitter war on Mueller.
Ratchet up this, baby!
Over the weekend, Jared Kushner allegedly described Trump's mood as rip shit.
What? Who?
Jared.
How do we know that? Someone said rip shit?
There's I don't know.
What kind of term is that?
One of the advisors said they heard Jared say.
Damn, it's got to be one of those stupid fucking expressions a rich person uses. You know what I mean? Hello, look at this rip shit. He's totally rip shit.
The biggest fear, they say, is that no one knows what McGahn told Mueller during his multiple interviews.
Multiple.
One Republican said Trump didn't know how many hours it was.
Oh, shit. Damn, for 30 hours, I know what he told Mueller. Everything. If somebody asked me to talk about anything for 30 hours, I couldn't.
The Washington Post reported that McGahn's lawyer had been doing damage control, telling the White House that McGahn did not incriminate Trump.
Ooh, shit.
Which is, according to Vanity Fair here, has provided little solace to Trump. One former West Wing official said, you have to understand, McGahn kept notes on every single meeting with Trump.
Oh, my God.
There's no way. Somebody that knew him, too, also, that worked with McGahn before on telly.
Yes.
Said, there's no way he's going down for Trump.
There's no way.
He's not Cohen at the beginning where it was, I take a bullet for the president.
I mean, this guy is a piece of shit. How would you go down?
Oh,
Donald Trump. Yeah. I mean, good Lord, dude. Fuck you. Shit. What's that reaction about?
There's a video ad playing at the end of the story, and it's Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, great.
It's a creepy scene.
Boy, that show creeps me the fuck out, man. No, thank you.
Also views McGahn as one of Reince Priebus's guys.
Oh, okay.
Meaning Republican establishment.
Well, I mean, you know, Trump, I don't know this Don McGahn guy. Maybe he's a Republican, right? I mean, so.
Yes.
There's that, which is a strike. But he's maybe not a total fucking dirtbag like you.
There's Rudy.
Yes.
You also may have heard of him.
Oh, yes. Is this the guy from the movie about Notre Dame, the football team?
Rudy is apparently Trump is blaming Rudy.
Oh, okay.
It says that a new report from Gabriel Sherman here at Vanity Fair claims that Trump is now blaming Rudy Giuliani for setting up Don Jr.
Oh, shit.
For putting him in legal jeopardy. According to sources, Trump blames Giuliani for not taking up the job of attorney general, which eventually went to Sessions.
What? So Rudy Giuliani was supposed to be the AG and wouldn't have recused himself and would have fired Mueller and not allowed the investigation.
The next sentence, because Giuliani wouldn't have recused himself as Sessions did, the president's logic goes.
Hey, Donald, Jeff Sessions is a total racist dirtbag, but why didn't you just get a dirtbag that would have done what you wanted him to do? Why not?
One source close to the Trump family allegedly claims that the president is particularly furious with Giuliani because it appears that special counsel Mueller's probe looks to be turning its attention to Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, shit.
Who set up the infamous Trump Tower meeting with Russian government officials to get dirt on then rival Hillary Clinton, which Giuliani the other day said he didn't know they were Russian. Natalia Veselnitskaya. Who, by the way, uses an interpreter.
Right. For what? For Russian, right? Not Spanish, French, Hungarian?
What the fuck did he think she was speaking?
What's her name again? Natalia?
Natalia Veselnitskaya.
Hunamuni Mani Mei, that's Russian, right?
Maybe she was speaking in tongues.
I mean, her name is, she might as well be called Natasha from that Bullwinkle thing.
Well, and the
whatever.
I love it response
right.
was an email that said, I have this Russian that wants to meet with you.
Trump, it's not Rudy's fault. It's your dumb fucking dickhead son. It's Don Dickhead Jr.'s fault.
The source said a lot of what Trump is doing is based on the fact that Mueller's going after Don Jr. They're squeezing Don Jr. right now.
Squeeze me.
Adding tension in the White House, according to Vanity Fair sources, is the fact that Trump is worried that White House counsel Don McGahn might also be secretly ratting him out.
Yes.
Quote, over the weekend, Jared Kushner described Trump's mood as rip shit.
Okay, that Don Jr. said that, not Jared.
Jared Kushner described Trump's mood as rip shit.
That's a weird, rich. Honestly, that's got to be a weird, like, society expression. Some stupid fucking expression.
And allegedly at one point, Trump screamed at Giuliani, it's all your fault.
Please, Omarosa, can you go get a tape of that? I want to see that. I want to see these two fucknuts yell at each other. What does that sound like? You do both their voices.
I can't right now. I'm laughing.
Just do it.
It's all your fault. Oh, wait, the Trump. It's all your... I can't even do it. They're blending together too much.
They're both such garbage people. It's your son's fault. Doesn't he see that? I'm sure Rudy Giuliani can be blamed for something. But your dumb fucking dickhead son did this.
I'm really wondering how fake this news might be, because you're part of the story is that Trump cares that Don Jr. gets thrown under the bus. Yeah. And I'm finding that one hard to believe.
I mean, Donald Trump Jr., he's not Ivanka. I think Ivanka might bother him. But still, he'd throw Ivanka under the bus. He's not going to jail.
Michael Cohen is now claiming he made illegal campaign contributions at the direction of Donald J. Trump.
Damn! Is that illegal? Is that illegal?
Former Trump fixer Michael Cohen admitted he made illegal campaign contribution with President Trump's knowledge and direction.
Let me tell you something. If you become president and you're a big scumbag like Donald Trump, and you have a big scumbag lawyer that pays people off and does all your bullshit, wouldn't you want to keep this guy happy? Why not make him attorney general? Who cares?
Well, that was part of what they were saying, was that Michael Cohen got his fifis hurt because Trump didn't bring him down for some capacity there.
It's weird, too, because Donald, you're very sensitive. I mean, you express butthurt sometimes. It's just totally prolific. Put yourself in the Cohen shoes. You know? I don't know.
He also, as part of his guilty plea, admitted to making illegal hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal at the direction of Trump. I didn't know what was going on. I don't know where he got that money from.
Now, that's in conflict with what he's told reporters.
Right, which that's isn't weird. Under oath, so he doesn't give a fuck.
No, he doesn't care. Well, he lied then.
Oh, shocker.
Our rapist in chief lied to us. Oh, my God.
He also told the court he made the illegal payment for the purpose of influencing the 2016 election covering up the president's alleged affairs.
Why do we have to have a trial to know all this obvious shit? Can't we just say he fucking did it? Who gives a fuck? I mean, that's the justice system, though, right?
Well, yeah, and Trump is, of course, going to now say he's lying. He's lying. But now is where we find out if Mr. Cohen has any better tapes.
You think he does?
That we haven't heard.
You know, though, I mean, Trump's going to say they're lying, right? He's going to say whatever, but isn't that going to be hard for people to swallow now that, I mean, they're actually pleading guilty to something? You know, it's not fiction.
Well, right.
And with Manafort, there was a motherfucking trial.
Oh, there's going to be a lot to say tonight. There's a Nuremberg rally tonight in Charleston, West Virginia.
Oh, my God. God. Oh, my God. Fuck me. That's crazy, dude.
Join President Trump for an official Make America Great Again rally.
Ooh, hate rally.
In Charleston, West Virginia.
Ooh, clean my Nazi khakis. Got a bunch of cowards.
So I'm sure there'll be plenty of stuff to play tomorrow on the show.
It's going to be a bunch of fucking skinheads in combat boots waving their fists
in the fucking
air.
Yeah, but all the news today, what do you think he's going to talk about?
Oh, shit, dude. He's going to be like,
Cohen, he's a big liar. He's a big fraud. Manafort, who? What was his name?
Right. And he's going to, he'll say bad things about Mueller and Obama and Hillary. And there's going to be the build a wall, too.
So that means Cohen ain't getting pardoned. If Cohen just said the president told me to pay off the porn star and the Playboy model, and he said the president told me to do so to cover up, to influence the election, then that's implicating Donald Trump in campaign fraud crime.
At Vile Experience, did Michael Cohen, former lawyer of douchebag Trump, did he make a deal with Mueller? Did he make a deal?
Well, apparently he's making some kind of a deal. I don't know if it's a cooperation deal.
Yes.
Or if it's just a plea deal yet.
Oh, okay. Nobody knows.
I don't have that info in front of me.
If anybody knows, hey, Mueller, if you're listening, tweet us. If you want to give us a scoop.
Yeah.
You think he listens?
Mueller?
Yeah.
You think they're playing crab diving?
Fuck yeah, dude.
In the office.
Probably mad, because sometimes I complain that it takes so long for Mueller to get his shit done. Oh, my God.
Bring. Hello. Hey, this is Bob Mueller for Ryan.
Yeah. Hi, Bob. How's it going?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm good. Just taking my fucking sweet time here. Playing a lot of solitaire during lunch. I watch my stories.
This will bother you.
Oh, good.
This is today's big day on the Hill.
Hootamani May!
Where Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, okay.
The pick for SCOTUS.
Yes.
Was meeting, and has some more meetings scheduled with senators.
Let me get out my knee pads.
A few Democrats, but the important one that everybody's talking about is that he had a meeting with Senator Susan Collins of Maine.
Oh, okay.
Republican.
Why are there Democrats meeting with this motherfucker? What is the point of that, Democrats? You're not going
to. They're supposed to.
No, you don't need to.
They're not Republicans, so.
Yeah, they don't need to meet with him, though, because they're not going to vote for him.
Collins spoke to reporters after she met with him.
Yes.
And, you know, one of her main concerns, allegedly, is maintain. She's a moderate Republican from Maine, and she's pro-choice,
right?
And considers Roe to be settled law, and has indicated that if there was a judge that says I'm overturning Roe,
right,
she would not vote for that person.
Yes,
Brett Kavanaugh has never, I don't think, outwardly said he would overturn Roe, But you look at a few cases that he has opined on. Most recently, he dissented on, was he in the D.C. Circuit? He dissented.
I don't know.
On a one of these detained immigrant minors who wanted to have an abortion.
So he didn't want that person to get health care.
He said that we should not be giving out willy-nilly free access to abortion or something. It's even that creepy in his dissent.
That's fucked up.
He lost, by the way.
His, oh, okay. Well, good.
The decent people of the court said, let the girl go get her abortion.
And here's true. This is true. If you vote yes on Kavanaugh, then you're a fucking traitor. You're a fucking traitor to the people of this fucking country. You're going to vote yes on a Supreme Court justice being picked by a fucking fascist?
Be prepared for a couple of Democrats to vote for
you're dead to me. Fuck off. You know what I mean? Fuck
them. Manchin.
Oh, God, you piece of shit. You're a Democrat. This is a goddamn Nazi.
But he's a Democrat in West Virginia.
I don't know. What are you going to fucking...
Well, it's a tactical thing is if Sue, regardless, even if all the Democrats vote no.
Yes.
It's still 51-49.
Yep.
50-49 because John McCain probably isn't going to come back to vote.
Right.
So they can't afford to lose one.
Right. That's true.
That's why they're wooing Susan Collins.
Blah.
Both sides. And Lisa Murkowski, the two vagina possessing senators that have indicated that they think Roe should be upheld. But we'll see if they're not bedazzled because Susan Collins came out of the meeting with Kavanaugh today.
Yes.
And she said, we talked about whether he considered Roe to be settled law.
If you have to ask a SCOTUS pick that question, then that's not a great pick. You shouldn't have to ask.
He said that he agreed with what Justice Roberts said at his nomination hearing, in which he said it is settled law.
Okay, I don't believe him. Fuck it. He's a Trumpster. He's a Trumpster. They lie.
So there you go.
Yeah. Damn.
So
how
prepare
sad.
For Susan Collins. And if that means that all the Republicans are going to toe the line,
right,
then
he's going to get elected.
Why
right?
not let the Democrats confirmed. In the purpley states vote? Because it doesn't matter. And it won't give the ninnies in their state something to vote against them on.
But, you know, we did talk about this in a previous episode of Crab Diving, available on iTunes, available on Stitcher, and on the internet.
Please clap.
It could rally liberals to come out and support their guy if they stand fast and against this fucking Nazi fucking pick. Do you know what I mean? It might rally liberals to come out and vote for their person. You know what I mean? It might.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's just so gross. It's so gross to placate this Nazi fuck, to say yes to anything Trump wants.
Well, we're all placating like 19% of the population.
It sucks. All of this sucks.
So we'll keep an eye on Susan Collins. I think the Brett Kavanaugh thing is a done deal.
What a vomit. Damn, if it comes back and Mueller finds that all this horrible collusion stuff, Russia stole the election, all this hacking and all this bullshit, why do we have to deal with a Kavanaugh?
Well, that'll be a different argument.
I mean, why were the Republicans not sued into holding hearings for Obama's pick?
I have that question myself. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know why they didn't.
Bernie Bros, suck a dick. Look what you did. Fuck off.
Because it's in the Constitution that the Senate's mandate is to vet to vote on the Supreme Court. And they did not perform their duty. Not even, and McConnell's such a slime ball because he didn't want, because Merrick Garland was kind of unimpeachable and he didn't want his evil cabal to vote against Merrick Garland, who's eminently qualified.
Because they would have to explain why they're voting against him.
Right. Well, they're saying we're only voting against him because Obama.
Hey, why don't you try Jeff Sessions again? Why don't you try to nominate him for another judgeship, right? He didn't get it in the 80s because he's a big, fat, fucking racist dickbag.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Don't forget to join us on social media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Wait, that's Yul Brynner's quote.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Name the movie. The first person, don't say it, the first person to tweet in the name of the movie wins.
Utterly nothing.
I'm trying to look for something here.
Utterly nothing. one of the other stories, big stories today. Oh, you know, let's get to that in a moment because we did tease Alex Jones yesterday.
Ooh. Oh, be careful teasing Alex Jones. He'll rip off your face and suck down your cerebral cortex.
We teased Alex's, you know, being whittled away from the internet, basically. A bunch of the social media platforms are finally onto his bullshit.
Ah!
And they're yanking him for various of the breaking of their rules.
You better yank him.
Well, he's, of course, butthurt. I think part of him is reveling in it. And I think right now he's having a little surge.
Ooh, yes.
Because people like us are tuning in to see what the fuck he's going to do and how crazy he's going to go.
So, but how do you find him?
Go to Infowars.com.
Oh, okay.
His website.
Right.
And there may be some other obscure live streaming entity out there. Probably some Russian.
Right, right.
Site. You could probably stream him. But here he is. Here's Alex Jones.
Yes.
Butt hurt.
Right.
Wearing it like a tiara.
Real quick, let me ask you something. Totally unrelated. Jason's gonna mow the grass today here. Do you think he can do it during the show or will that be heard?
He can do it during the show.
I think so too. I'll tell him. Okay.
The grass might be kind of wet.
Crab diving behind the fucking scenes.
Here is Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen, and others, bitching and complaining about all of the removal of him on all these platforms.
Yes.
The first day they tried to shut people down on YouTube and give them strikes that were talking about me. People stood up to it. They backed off. Everybody's talking about me. Mark Dice has got 10 viral videos. It's okay to talk about InfoWars. It's okay to speak about it. Get it out there. They've gone too far. President Trump was a free marketer. He allowed a vacuum of power where the Chi-Coms and where the EU and where the Democrats and where Hollywood came in and muscled big tech. And some groups drove down their stock to muscle them into this position.
So it's the globalists, the deep state, the Democrats.
Did he say muscle big tech?
Muscle big tech.
What does that mean?
Force them to censor Alex Jones.
God damn, he's so fucking goddamn dramatic.
And some groups drove down their stock to muscle them into this position. Okay? And then big tech did what they said and started the purge. It's not gone well because you've stood up, and now Trump's ready to strike back right at the last moment, 2 minutes to midnight. But they don't have a right to do this. This is discriminatory, like not letting black people eat at the lunch counters or right on the bus.
Holy fucking shit.
This is like not letting black people eat at the lunch counters or making them ride at the back of the bus.
Hey, Alex, did you go to school in Texas and learn about the civil rights movement?
Yeah, yes.
In the Texas school system?
Actually.
Oh, shit.
Moment, 2 minutes to midnight, but they don't have a right to do this. This is discriminatory, like not letting black people eat at the lunch counters or ride on the bus. This is evil. This is wrong. Patriots and conservatives and nationalists are being persecuted while the left tries to use internet giant systems to bully us. We're not like leftist followers. We weren't bullied. We mobilized. We took action. And Warner and others have gone too far, like McCain, and they're going to get in big trouble. They've committed campaign finance fraud. People have recorded them in these meetings where they had hundreds of people there and talked about this plan a month ago. You guys don't think people recorded it? You don't think people didn't record the New York Times knowing about the Catholic priest stuff and covering it up?
God.
I don't know what he's... You know, it's typical Alex Jones.
Oh, my God.
You don't think people don't know? It's all going to come out. And no matter what you do, you're not going to stop us.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
I think he's scared shitless.
Right. My mom, by the way, buzzed in with The King and I. She got the movie right.
There you go.
What does my mother win? Come over here and take something. Yeah. You can take something.
I don't know. Thanks for the pork chops.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. Yeah,
they're awesome.
We win.
That's Alex Jones, everybody.
Yes.
You know him, you love him.
God, what a
we really could live without him.
He's comparing what he's going through to the civil rights movement.
Yes, discrimination, like not allowing black people to sit at the counters, not allowing Alex Jones to tell people that the Sandy Hook parents are frauds and crisis actors.
And he even weaved in shit about the Catholic molestation shit.
Yeah, he landed a full diddle.
He landed a full diddle?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've seen Alex Jones. He ain't landing a full diddle. Did he throw his chair at the end of that?
No.
Okay. Come on, Alex.
That's why I don't believe it, because he really looks like he's more nervous in that clip than like angry and ragey.
You know what? I'm worried about Alex Jones because you're right. For now, there are people interested enough to find their own way to InfoWars. But what happens when people stop listening? And he stops making money selling his bullshit supplements and all that crap. The water filters, the this, the that, the horny goat weed.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll like... This is my prediction. His next career move, he's going to drive Uber.
I think he's going to audition for Utah Shakespeare Festival.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he'll give him a job. Shit. You don't think he'll drive Uber? Can you imagine? Yeah,
that would be a lot of fun.
I'm here. I'm here.
Speaking of the White House and the swamp and all that shit.
Right.
We haven't been paying a whole lot of attention to this guy because, you know, first of all, there was Price.
Yes.
What was his first name?
Oh, Jonathan Price. No, he's an actor, right? No, he's an author.
Was it Scott Price? Or I know it's Scott Pruitt.
Sprite. Damn it. John Price. Bill Price.
God. Anyway.
Yes.
I can't find the name of the guy. Oh,
right.
Big fuck it. Scott Pruitt, anyway.
Yes.
Is the other one that ended up quitting because of shenaniganry.
Right.
Spending money and stuff like that. Although Price wasn't it like insider trading or something like that?
It was insider trading. Something about a drug. He was he sold his stock in
Tom Price.
What did we just say? Scott Price?
A whole bunch. He was the private plane guy.
Oh, yes. I remember that. Right.
Over $300,000 in improper travel. So he was forced to resign. Then little Scotty Pruitt. I saw a story yesterday that 43,000 cone of silence room that he put in.
Oh, God, yeah, sure.
In his office, he used once.
Oh, okay. He only used it once?
He made one phone call in his super secret chamber. I want to know what that call was.
That's the one call you want to fucking know
exactly.
About.
Exactly.
I mean, wait, for one call. Hey, Scott, why didn't you just get a burner phone? I don't know what walk into the middle of a park somewhere and he is paranoid. He must have been up to some bad fucking shit.
So, Ryan Zinke, though, has been a little under the radar.
Zinke.
And, he's also being investigated.
Ooh, yes.
By the inspectors general or whatever, you know, ethics committees or whatever.
I thought Trump got rid of the ethics committee right when he was nominated.
No,
won the election.
There was a backlash. That was the first thing the Republicans wanted to do.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan Zinke now has, I'm trying to find, I saw the number earlier. It's like a number of investigations into him and the bullshit that he's doing.
He's a douchebag that rides a horse, right?
Yes.
Poor horse.
There was a story a few days ago that said Ryan Zinke's scandals are worse than chartered planes.
What? What?
And conflicts of interest.
Then what the fuck is he up to?
In a recent article headlined Stinky Zinke.
Uh-oh.
They talk about the HuffPo.
Right.
That,
Well, what the fuck is he into then? Is he like, is he cooking meth somewhere?
Well, he's,
I'm Heisenberg.
The recent one, the one today.
Yes.
Previously, okay, here. Previously, the HuffPo, described a slimy trail of scandal.
A snail trail.
That Zinke has blazed through his office, prompting 11 investigations into his conduct.
What the fuck is going on in the Trump administration?
The sweetheart Halliburton land deal, secret meetings, expensive trips on chartered planes and helicopters, several cases of mixing partisan politics with interior business.
Yay.
All of these and more are on the list of Zinke's alleged abuses, wasteful spending, conflicts of interest.
Is this how we make America great again? Is it?
So the real big one is that now he's been caught, and yes, this is an outright lie.
Okay.
Because he promised he wouldn't do this.
Oh shit.
Zinke caught red-handed trying to sell off public lands.
Doesn't he have to get our permission to do that?
Environmental groups caught the Department of Interior trying to sell off part of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument in Utah, despite a pledge by Secretary Ryan Zinke never to put public lands up for sale.
This is a kleptocracy. We are all up in a kleptocracy. We're not a democracy. It's not even oligarchy or whatever. It's a fucking kleptocracy. They're stealing shit. And fuck him.
The 1,610 acres of public lands that the Bureau of Land Management proposed selling to private interests had been part of the Grand Staircase National Monument until Trump, in an extremely controversial move, radically shrunk the size of the monument in December.
Oh, okay. Hey, you guys that wanted to blow up the government by electing Donald Trump, this is what that looks like, you fucking douches.
But there was massive backlash from environmental groups and the public, and massive. On Friday, the Interior Department's Bureau of Land Management canceled all plans to sell off the land.
But he's going to do it anyway? Is that the point of the story? Or
No. That was it. They got caught.
Oh, he's not doing it.
They got caught.
Well, that's good news. Good news, right? It's good news when they stop somebody in this kleptocracy from stealing something that's ours.
And they were trying to sneak it. Nicole Croft, executive director of Grand Staircase Escalante Partners, an advocacy group,
yes,
said, "We believe the department only walked it back because those who are closely reading the management plans brought this to light. Somewhere in some plan, there was some little footnotes or some shit, and
yes,
they're like, wait a second.
Dude, you know why this is nuts? Because he's supposed to protect our interior, right? He's not supposed to sell it off to a bunch of fucking dickheads. Is this a national park he's trying to sell?
No, it was a national monument that got carved down, but it was still public lands, and he gave us his assurance that he would not be selling off those public lands.
Hey, dickhead, you're not a realtor. It's not like, you're not flipping the fucking country. It's not flip this fucking country, fuckface. Take care of our interior. You don't sell it to your dirtbag douche face fucking friends.
Grand Staircase Escalante Partners is a nonprofit group that works to protect the landscape and wildlife habitats there. The environmental group's work shows that diligence pays off, and it's likely an omen for what we're going to uncover as we dive deeper into Zinke's plans for leasing and decimating our national treasures.
Our national treasures,
said
ours,
Nicole Croft.
Ours, dickface. God, fuck you.
Zinke has criticized environmental groups.
Oh, okay.
For accusing the Trump administration of wanting to steal public lands by rolling back monument protections.
It's what you're doing.
Well, right. The Interior Secretary has pledged on several occasions that he opposes the sale or transfer of public lands to private entities. At his confirmation hearing, he said, "I am absolutely against transfer or sale of public land."
Fuck you, you fucking liar.
On March 3rd, 2017, only days after getting sworn in as secretary, he said, "You can hear it from my lips. We will not sell or transfer public land." Last December, he reiterated his pledge.
Yes.
Quote, "There's not one square inch, not one square inch of land that is removed from federal protection."
What a fuck.
But then last Wednesday, the Trump administration released management plans for the much smaller Grand Staircase and Bear's Ears National Monuments.
You got a bear running around with no fucking ears.
That placed a priority on energy development.
Okay, strip mining, fracking.
Included the plan to sell off 1,610 acres of public land.
Hey, the next time some dick fuck gets hired by the Trump administration to fill a position, why don't we skip the whole formality when they put their fucking right hand on a Bible and swear to do whatever? Skip that. They're liars. It's pointless, right?
The plans cover the 880,000 acres carved out by Trump from Grand Staircase and the 200,000 acres that remain in Bear's Ears from its original 1.35 million acres. 1.35 million cut down to 200,000.
Listen, I know a lot of you guys aren't math people, but that's a lot. That's a lot less. I'm going to turn this country into a fucking dumpster fire. It's a kleptocracy. They're stealing from us. They are stealing our shit.
They're claiming it was a mistake. Oopsie.
A mistake. That's not a mistake. You don't understand what mistakes are, dickhead.
The Deputy Secretary David Bernhardt's taking the fall for the inclusion of the planned sale. He issued a statement Friday taking responsibility for the oversight that led to the plan to sell 1,600 acres of public lands.
It's not an oversight, though, right? Because
they had to put all these plans together. You don't just oopsie.
Right. I mean, I don't know how that works, but there's paperwork, right? It's not like you're mindlessly. It's not like you fell and then all of a sudden you accident. You know what I mean? How do you explain this?
Environmental groups are not convinced that the planned sale was a mistake.
It's not a mistake.
The Sierra Club issued a statement, said the attempt was more than just Zinke's dirty scheme to illegally sell off public lands, as some of the land slated for sale is adjacent to land owned by an avid Trump supporter and current Republican lawmaker in Utah.
So let me understand this. Zinke sells off this motherfucking private land to a Trump dirtbag fucking friend. How does Zinke get paid? Does he get a payoff for something? A fee? A commission?
One parcel of the public land that they proposed selling was a 120-acre property sitting adjacent to 40 acres owned in Utah by their state rep, Mike Noel.
Okay. God, this sucks. Fuck this.
Noel applauded Trump's decision to shrink the size of the Grand Escalante Monument. He unsuccessfully attempted to rename a Utah highway after Trump to thank the president for the executive order.
You know what? Fuck this. Fuck it. Let's take it. Let's shut the country down. Take everything, put it out in the front yard and sell it off. We'll have a giant fucking yard sale.
They want to do education, everything.
Everything's for sale. Who cares? Who fucking cares?
Because Lord knows everything's made better by capitalism.
Oh, yes.
And for-profit enterprises.
It's unreal.
Brings out the best in humanity.
Oh, yeah. It's a fucking kleptocracy. Our national parks, our national monuments, ours, not yours, you fuck. God damn.
The decision, let's see, Zinke's decision to favor oil, gas, and coal and mineral extraction over other uses of federal land, decisions that will impose huge and lasting damage to federal lands, public treasures, local communities.
Oh, perfect.
He's decided energy companies that despoil federal lands won't always have to pay a price for the damage they cause.
Despoil?
He even labeled the previous longstanding policy of requiring payments for harming the land un-American.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is this?
I don't know. He's granted enormous financial benefits to energy and mining companies at the expense of U.S. taxpayers.
Right.
Damage to land, water, and air, accelerating climate change.
Yes.
Blocking or limiting the use of federal lands for conservation, recreational, historical, and sustainable economic purposes. Conservation? But what about all the mining we could do there?
Conservation.
Conservation.
Man, fuck it. Just fuck it.
Zinke repealed rules requiring companies to reduce natural gas waste.
I mean, at one point, I'm serious here. If I gave you a legal pad and a pen and I said in an hour, I'm going to give you an hour. I need you to write down every scandal plaguing the Trump administration. In the cabinet
position. You can't.
I mean, at what point do we wave the white flag and say, we got to stop this? That we can't. We are not functioning. This is a kleptocracy.
Zinke also repealed rules closing loopholes that allow oil, gas, and coal corporations to underpay federal royalties. So, in other words, they had shenanigans that they could do, loopholes they could jump through to allow them to pollute and not have to pay extra money in taxes because of their pollution to help clean it up. Zinke got rid of those rules.
Oh, okay. Good job. Good job, dick fuck.
Once again, privatizing profit, socializing losses.
What?
That's capitalism, Republican capitalism.
I don't understand. Like, the Trump administration has got me all fucked up about what these cabinet people do. Like, I know what Scott Pruitt is not supposed to do. I know what Zinke is not supposed to do, but does Zinke have a job? I mean, like, let's say he was, who was Obama's secretary of the fucking interior? Who's that? Some dude that probably did his fucking job.
Somebody. I probably did a great job. Yeah.
What did he do all day?
Zinke also.
Yes.
This is the Zinke hit list. Zinke also recommended, he repealed a rule that would have required greater safety in fracking operations.
Well, what's the point of making fuck off?
And calling for transparency in reporting chemicals used in the wells to help evaluate public health impact. Remember, they were trying, like, it's our secret formula. If we give that to the government, everybody is going to know what we put in our fracking juice. You can't make us tell you. And we're like, well, you're poisoning our water with your fracking juice. We need to know what to clean up and how we have to clean it up and whether you're killing us. But my profits! But my boat in the Caymans!
At what point do we have to buy into this fucking system? We got these guys poisoning our fucking water, right, man! They're poisoning our water! What are we gonna fucking drink?
Zinke has recommended shrinking national monuments.
Fuck you.
And is surrounding several with ill-advised leases for oil, gas, and uranium at bargain basement prices.
Yes.
Ring-fencing monuments with mineral extraction exposes them to increased environmental risks.
Well, shit.
And denies them a buffer of more compatible ranching and conservation uses of adjacent lands. So, in other words, if you got a national monument,
right,
and you put up a fence and you frack the fuck right across the fence,
you're good.
It's going to affect the national monument also.
What I don't understand is, like, these things should be apolitical. It's our water. We need to drink water. If you're a Republican, you need to drink water. If you're a Democrat, you need to drink fucking water.
Yeah.
So why is it that the Republicans want to make our water dirty? Do they not drink fucking water?
Nobody's fracking where they live.
Oh, okay.
I don't live near those fracking wells.
What about that whole thing where they wanted an oil exec to drink the fracking water because they said it was safe?
Oh, yeah, that was funny. Yeah.
And then he didn't, right?
He was like, I'm not going to do that.
They lie. They lie. And they steal.
So Ryan Zinke.
Go fuck off, dude.
Currently being investigated for 11 different shenanigans.
Now, does he have to do any part of his job, like doesn't he have to pretend to do something in his fucking job?
He's selling off lands to rich people and figuring out how to give some rich Utah fuck some public lands.
Doesn't he even, just by the sheer nature of what his daily duties are, doesn't he have to do something to benefit our motherfucking interior? Something.
The interior of his friend's wallet?
Of my asshole.
Are being benefited?
Oh, God. That's all shove they it care up your about. Ass, you fuckface.
That's all they care about.
God.
So Ryan Zinke, maybe,
yeah, great.
Maybe we'll see him slither out of the swamp sometime soon.
Yeah.
It's very alliterative.
Who knows? Fuck it.
We haven't heard from this person in a really long time, and, it's a delight to hear from her.
Yes.
Speaking on some ridiculous radio program on Sunday, the Understanding the Times.
Oh, shit.
Radio program.
My favorite.
Well, this is called Discerning the Times.
No, Discerning the Times. Oh, that's even better. I love that show. So good.
The host, it's Olive Tree Ministries.
Oh, yes.
Radio program.
I'm a huge fan. Love it.
Jan Markle, is the host. And, well, you know, I'm just going to let you, you'll recognize the voice.
Okay.
But here is someone speaking about President Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Tell me, how did our Department of Justice go so haywire?
That was the host.
Okay.
Jan Markle.
Haywire.
Tell me, how did it go haywire?
Tell me, how did our Department of Justice go so haywire?
Well, it went haywire under Barack Obama, under the leadership of Eric Holder, who now is...
Eric Holder.
How? What?
Name that ninny.
Oh, yes. Is this...
Saying that he wants to run for president in 2020, the least qualified man to run. And provably, he lied before the United States Congress, the last person.
Congress.
Oh, my God. That's Bachman.
Michelle Bachman, former representative from Minnesota.
I'm so embarrassed I didn't get that.
Tell me, how did our Department of Justice go so haywire?
Well, it went haywire under Barack Obama, under the leadership of Eric Holder, who now is saying that he wants to run for president in 2020, the least qualified man to run. And provably, he lied before the United States Congress, the last person who should be the next president of the United States, Eric Holder, the former attorney general of the United States, and Loretta Lynch. We know that American laws were broken by these two.
What?
Oh, my God!
Which ones, Michelle? Citations, you asshole.
By the way, Trump's campaign manager, 8 counts, guilty with his fucking lawyer.
But we know that pled guilty. We know that laws were broken by these, you know, and they're black, Ryan.
Oh, yes.
Don't forget, they're black.
You know, God, Eric Holder is not the least qualified person to be president. Trump is.
I was going to say, that might be whatever is inhabiting the Oval Office right now.
The orange douche.
And half of the White House private quarters.
Oh, yes.
I saw another story today where... did you put up the story where she's going to Africa? Melania's scheduled a tour, and she's going to a bunch of African countries.
Oh, yes, yes.
And they think she's trolling him. Like, because he was like, Africa's a shithole.
Right. I made a wardrobe suggestion. I know it's hotter in Africa. You might not need a jacket, but don't wear that one that say you don't care about anybody, you fucking asshole.
So here's Michelle Bachman going after apparently every black member of the previous administration.
Ooh.
Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch.
Hey, Michelle, is your husband still praying the gay away?
Sucking the gay away.
Dirtbag.
Attorney General of the United States, and Loretta Lynch. We know that American laws were broken by these two. While this was the Department of Injustice, in my words, we saw the corruption of the FBI. We saw the President of the United States, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton doing the colluding with creating a phony story by paying off a guy to write a phony memo.
Not remotely the truth, but this is the fucking narrative on the right. And listen to her, and listen to this other ninny.
Colluding.
Oh, yeah. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama met somewhere in a parking lot under a viaduct.
Yes.
And met with Christopher Steele and were like, here, we'd love you to write a fiction piece.
If that's
so that
the
we
truth,
can use it to fake bring down Donald J. Trump.
If that's the truth, then why does Bob Mueller not have Obama in for questioning? Why is Hillary not being questioned?
Well, Ryan, you cuck. Because Bob Mueller is part of the collusion. He was the head of the FBI when Hillary sold all of our uranium to the Russians. What's wrong with you?
What about the 8 counts? Campaign manager, lawyer, suck a dick.
They're such fucking morons.
Oh, it's nuts.
It's so frustrating. It's just so counterfactual. And she's saying it 100% true. We know they committed crimes. We know they colluded to create a fake dossier.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole, Michelle. Tell us which part is fake. Which part is fake, Michelle?
Yes, yes. Highlight it. Let me ask you something. Does the guilty plea by Cohen and the guilty verdict for Manafort...
No.
Does that...
No.
Does that...
I know what you're going to ask. No.
Does that make it difficult for these right-wing nut job penis fucks to cry deep state and say it's a witch hunt?
No.
It's not a witch hunt.
We'll have to see what Q says. I'm sure Q has some explanation for what happened today.
Oh, fuck yous all around to the goddamn Trump administration, you fucking kleptocrats.
Sure.
Bastards.
Here's more Michelle Bachmann.
Creating a phony story by paying off a guy to write a phony memo to suggest that somehow Donald Trump was working with the Russians on the election. It has been more than 2 years of investigation. And after 2 years of investigation, there is zero zilch squat that has been put forward.
We're going to look back in the archives and make sure we can confirm your outrage over 2 or 3 years of Benghazi hearings.
Oh, yes. Zero, zilch, squat.
And over 2 or 3 years of Whitewater.
Oh, yes.
Turned into Jizzgate.
Jizzgate.
hearings.
Hey, Michelle, maybe you were referring to the Benghazi hearings where you got zero, zilch, squat.
Say squat again.
Squat.
God. Zero zilch squat that has been put forward. Not only was it just this Mueller investigation, there were multiple investigations by Republicans in committee after committee after committee with Democrats equally participating. And there has been nothing. Nothing has been researched more. In fact, what we've...
She's making it sound like the Republicans have even researched it. We know that the whole House committee thing is bullshit.
Yes. Is she talking about the Nunes thing?
Devin Nunes.
Fuck off.
Devin Nunes can't open his mouth without a trail of cum drizzling out.
Trump cum.
Of Trumpian cum.
Oh, yes.
And Russian cum.
Right. A bunch.
And God, it's just so fucking frustrating. But this is the narrative. This is what the Fox people.
Not even, but.
Believe.
Let me understand this. Not even the Republicans in the Senate buy team treason in the House, right? They don't even buy that.
Well, right, yeah.
So, Michelle.
But she's from the House.
Are your Republican senators lying?
Well, they're rhinos.
God,
they're rhinos.
Jesus Christ.
Found out is the entire basis of the special prosecutor claim of creating Robert Mueller's investigation was based upon a lie. And in fact, just the opposite was true. What came out, and this really should be the biggest issue of this election, it's this. What we found out is that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton colluded together with a former spy from Russia to spy on Donald Trump's campaign, including embedding a human being in his campaign to spy on him and use the instruments of the United States government, the CIA, the FBI,
Wait.
To spy.
None of this is true.
Who is this spy?
None of this is true. This is that college professor that they sent to talk to somebody or something.
Oh, my God.
To see if he could find out about anything. They didn't embed anybody right. in the campaign. Citations.
Hey, Michelle, let me sum your life up. You're a fucking dirtbag, shitty fucking former GOP representative, right?
Beard.
Yes. And your horrendous husband does this horrible pray the gay thing away where he tortures gay people. Tortures them. Mm. Horrible. You're garbage. No offense.
But she's just ticking off every Republican nut job. Talking point with this. Every conspiracy.
Right.
Notice it's Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Loretta Lynch! Squat!
The United States government, the CIA, the FBI, to spy on a candidate
Lie.
For president,
Not
including
true.
Revealing the identities of secretly taped conversations, and those identities were released to the public as they shouldn't have been, and the contents of those conversations. For instance, former Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who did absolutely nothing wrong. He was set up.
What?
And so
he pled guilty.
He pled. If he didn't do anything wrong, then he pled guilty because why? Because
he was set up, Ryan.
Oh, okay. He was framed. Was Manafort set up?
He was they have papers that show that he was working for Turkey and working for Ukraine or Russia at the same time.
Yes.
And did not register as a foreign agent.
They have evidence. Just
yes.
like Michelle Obama, they have evidence that Michael Flynn did something shitty and bad
Michelle
and
Bachmann.
Wrong. What did I say?
Michelle Obama.
Oh, my God.
Michael Flynn.
Go back
who
and
did
take that out for the
podcast. Do you want me to edit it?
Yeah. How embarrassing for me.
Absolutely nothing wrong. He was set up. Mm-hmm. And so what we're seeing is that the government was used against political opponents. I'll tell you, the people who should be under investigation, really, who should be in jail right now.
Oh, let's take a fucking guess.
Well, I'm going to say not the first person, the first motherfucking person she mentions is Hillary Clinton.
Oh, I'm going to say Obama. Because she's been chanting Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Uh-oh, dollars on the table, everybody.
It's on the
opponents. Board. I'll tell you, the people who should be under investigation, really, who should be in jail right now, and I don't say this to be partisan, is our former president.
Damn
our
it,
former
yes,
candidate
fuck.
For the Democrat Party. They were missed.
Thank you, Michelle, for being so predictable.
Fuck! I knew it was going to. God, it's always Hillary. But you're right. God damn it.
Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama.
God.
Candidate for the Democrat Party. They were misusing government to advance their political wins. So rather than Donald Trump being under the microscope, it
oh
should be
God.
Hillary Clinton. It should be Barack Obama.
Oh, so tell there me. She said Hillary hey, Clinton first.
Well, you win. I mean, it's, she said it.
Yeah.
Who did she represent in Congress? A bunch
Minnesota,
of fucking idiots.
Minnesota, one
Where?
Of the burbs of the Twin Cities, right?
Is it named Steubenville or some shit like that? What's in the water there? LSD? No. LSD might make you cool. Something shitty.
Cranky white people.
Oh, my God. Who believes this loon?
I don't know.
Somebody must. Somebody must believe this loon. This is the dumbest shit.
Michelle Bachmann.
Obama should be under investigation, not Donald Trump.
Obama.
Was Obama's first national security advisor. How many counts of bullshit did he plead guilty for?
I believe there were zero. There have been zero convictions of anybody from the Obama administration.
His campaign manager. How many guilty counts?
We just got 16 today.
16!
From two different guys.
From the president's personal motherfucking lawyer.
And
his lawyer.
Plus the motherfucking chairman of his motherfucking campaign.
I mean, come on.
Whatever his name was. I forget his name.
Barack Obama wore a tan suit. You know.
Yep.
Oh, rage. Fuck you. My God. And then, to top it all off, your husband is just a piece of shit. You know? Eat dicks.
Trump is on rally, is in the rally mode now.
Did Michelle Bachmann go to fucking Africa to do some stupid shit when she was in the house? Didn't she go somewhere? We had a meme about it.
No, she went to Egypt.
Yes.
With Louis Gohmert and Steve King.
Yes.
And
is Egypt in Africa?
They got in trouble because they rented like a Holiday Inn room.
Yes. Together?
A meeting room.
Okay.
Set up what looked like an official U.S.
Right.
podium and gave some ridiculous press conference saying, we stick with the new regime of Egypt. They were for that strongman.
Right, right.
And they got in trouble for that.
Yeah.
The Congress was not happy, even the Republicans, because they're like, this was not an official delegation.
Ooh.
This was three assholes who took it upon themselves to go to fucking Egypt and set up a press conference pretending to speak for the whole government.
Why is Michelle Obama not in politics anymore? Fuck!
Because her husband's not president anymore.
Michelle Bachmann. Bachmann. Damn.
She lost, I thought. No, she quit because of all the ethics violations that she was being investigated for. If I recall.
Why do I give a fuck? Michelle Bachmann, why do I give a fuck about your opinion about fucking anything? And since, you know, and by the way, since, you know, Michelle Obama should run for office. Someone should make her run for president. Why not? Do it. We got to save this country.
That would be spectacular if Trump somehow,
oh my God,
is still president in 2020 and actually runs.
Michelle,
my prediction is if we flip the House,
yes,
he's going to resign. I think he's going to be like, they're going to come after me. It's going to be nothing but hearings.
Yeah. But when he fires Mueller, you pay me a dollar.
And he's not going to fire Mueller. He said the other day, let him write his reports.
He lies.
Did he make his reports?
I want my dollar. I'm going to get it. I'm going to win.
You just want your dollar back?
Nah.
I forgot what I was saying.
Michelle Obama beat Donald Trump.
That's what I mean. If Michelle Obama was like, fuck it, I'll run. And she
would destroy him. Let's go get these Republican bastards. Let's drive them back into the woods. Let's go get them. Michelle Obama's got to run for office. She's got to fucking do it. Why not? Let's get nuts.
Elizabeth Warren, I saw on television today. She said,
I saw part of that.
She said something funny about it.
When
Donald Trump talks a big game and then turns around and gives Putin a big wet kiss.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Ooh, he's not going to like that.
Yeah. Pocahontas.
That's so racist. It's racist.
In an exercise in futility,
yes,
we respect it. She has now unveiled a bill that she is putting forth in the Senate.
Right.
A sweeping plan to crack down on corruption.
I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but the only way to crack down on corruption is to make these people go away.
All right.
I mean, how would you crack down on corruption in the Department of Interior after what the story we just fucking did?
Right. We're going to be scraping corruption off the walls for generations.
It's impossible.
She announced she'll offer legislation containing six major reforms.
Yes.
To remedy what she terms the crisis of faith in government.
Right.
The bill would reshape the federal government by, among other things, putting a padlock on the revolving door between government and the private sector. In other words, lobbyists. You don't get to be a congressman for 2 years, skull fuck the people of your constituency by saying, sure, We'll loosen those environmental rules so you could put up your chemical plant as long as after I get out, suddenly I leave Congress and I get a job with that chemical plant as a lobbyist for $5 million right. a year. That's just a coincidence. But just a coincidence.
Are we sure it won't pass?
Oh, it's not going to pass, of course.
Is Kurt Schilling running against her again?
She would dramatically increase regulation of lobbyists.
Yes.
In some cases, scaling back their activities significantly, tighten ethics standards for lawmakers, federal agencies, and judges, create a new anti-corruption agency to enforce these regulations.
But the anti-corruption agency is our Justice Department, well, right?
In one would think we have one, yeah.
We have that.
Yeah.
So, it's never going to happen.
But Obama Warren 2020, baby.
Yeah, she would institute a lifetime ban on lobbying jobs for former federally elected or appointed officials.
Right. Shit.
No millions for you, Polly Ryan.
Hey.
Slithering off to the private sector to make millions of dollars a year consulting and trying to secretly still rip Social Securities from old people.
But still, these politicians, after they leave government, don't they just sit on the board of some shitbag company anyway?
Sure.
Why don't you do that instead of lobbying? What the fuck?
Well, or they sit on the board of a shit company that is one of the companies that they took money from.
Yes.
For campaign contributions that they then voted in favor of for whenever any legislation came up.
Do more civilized countries already have these type of laws?
Some, sure.
Why are we so fucked? Why are we so fucking fucked?
The bill would also prohibit lobbyists from contributing to federal campaigns.
Okay.
And bar Americans from lobbying on behalf of foreign governments. Golly gee, I wonder why.
Wait, is she going to put a law against, like, just having a summit with Putin just to suck his dick and do whatever he right. wants? And oh, God, you see Trump's going to go suck Kim Jong-un's dick again?
Well, he says it. We'll see.
I'm going to go meet with him. See it. Take care of this nuclear weapons problem.
We'll believe it when we see it.
Oh, yes.
Did you see there was a creepy statement put out by some minister over there in North Korea in that, creepy English that they use that.
What do you mean?
The sovereign state of, that just that really heightened weird English translation that they use.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was creepy as fuck because it basically was saying, we would love to denuclearize, but right now the wonderful great leader, President Trump, is being attacked by evil forces in his own government, and he should vanquish those forces so that he can sit down with the great people of the wonderful Democratic People's Republic of North Korea and make the world an amazing place with unicorns.
God damn, dude. That's scary. That's scary.
They want him to vanquish his internal foes.
Ooh, yes, my internal foe.
So they're basically saying, well, why don't you just kill people? That's kind of what's going on. Kim Jong-un is like, we don't get this. Why don't you just aim some anti-aircraft guns at these people you don't like?
Dude,
this Pocahontas and this Kamala Harris and this Mueller.
When Trump is having phone calls with Putin, both jacking off for each other, is Putin ever like, hey, Donald, why don't you just kill everybody? That's what I do.
Surprise me.
I don't understand why you're putting up with this shit. It's hilarious. Just stop it.
I give you my recipe for polonium.
Oh, yes. Oh, you think he makes his own? I make my own polonium. I learned on YouTube. Fuck you.
So there you go. Elizabeth Warren putting together some legislation. She still insists she's only running for senator right now.
So. Yeah, I saw her. That interview was good when that whoever asked her if she was running, she's like, we need to be concerned with the elections that are happening now. There are fights happening right now. It's not
Andrea
just about every
Mitchell.
4 years. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was Andrea Mitchell.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do this every goddamn weekday.
That's right, Pat.
2 to 4 Pacific, 5-7 Eastern.
Tell them what they've won.
Why are you giving away a lot of gifts today?
I'm not giving away shit.
Oh, just parting gifts.
Right.
Well, we're not going anywhere.
But... Yeah, yeah, yeah. If we wanted to sell off, like, hanging out with us for the weekend, like, how much is that? $10,000? Like, you just want to hang out?
I think people would pay for us to stay away.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
how much will you pay us to not crash your party?
No, that's a good point. If you listen to this show and you hate the living shit out of us,
yeah,
how much would you pay to have us stop the podcast? How much? Throw a number out there.
just for curiosity.
I'm just curious to see how much we're hated and what we can make off of that. Somebody tweeted in $20. Not enough.
Poor Michael Cohen, he was leaving the courthouse after pleading guilty to federal charges, faced chance of lock him up.
Oh, yeah. Sit and spin, dickhead.
Thoughts and prayers.
I mean, let's not forget, this is the guy that sent a thug to go shake down Stormy Daniels. Your fucking kid was in her car. She was alone with her kid. Some thug approaches her. That's Michael Cohen shit. That's evil.
So I don't know where this goes from here with this Cohen stuff by saying that it was at the direction of Trump.
I don't know.
That all this shit's happening.
I have no fucking idea.
I'm assuming Trump's going to say it's bullshit. Well, like I said, I'm eagerly anticipating this Nuremberg rally tonight.
Oh, my God.
Because this motherfucker.
You think there'll be good sound bites?
Yeah.
Crooked Hillary Clinton.
Oh, very unfair. Crooked Hillary, lock her up.
Build a wall. Are we going to hear about the wall?
Build a wall.
Does he still say build a wall?
Fuck yeah.
But there is no wall yet, right?
Correct.
That thing where he honored all those ICE people, that was so fucked up.
And that one that spoke English perfectly.
Oh, God. What a racist that brown dick guy. Face. Yes. Look at my black friend.
News out of the sovereign state of North Carolina.
Suck my dick.
Really, at times a GOP hellscape. I mean, the legislature of North Carolina is just a bunch of rat fuckers. Horrible, disgusting, anti-democracy jerkwads. Remember, wasn't it North Carolina where a Democrat won the governorship and they decided to have an emergency session to limit the powers of the governor?
I remember. They lost!
Yeah, they...
They lost!
All the lawsuits and everything, yeah,
It's so funny, when the Republicans lose, it's a deep state.
So, last night at the University of North Carolina...
Fuck you.
UNC. About 250 student protesters used ropes to pull down a long-standing and controversial statue of Confederate soldier.
Hell yeah, baby! Fuck yeah. Take that slave memorial shit the fuck down. Tear it down.
The statue, which was... depicting a Confederate soldier facing north.
Okay.
While grasping his rifle firmly in both hands.
Ooh, yes. Slower.
On the front of the monument was a brass plaque depicting a woman clad in classical dress representing North Carolina, resting her hand on the shoulder of a seated student, convincing him to take up arms.
Guy. To fight for slavery.
Aimed toward the north.
Right. Perfect.
The inscription said, on the left side said, erected under the auspices of the North Carolina Division of the United Daughters of the Confederacy.
Erected.
Aided by the alumni of the university.
Right. And that's, you know, you're glorifying slavery. It's a monument to slavery. That's what they were fighting for.
Dedicated. Right after the Civil War, right? No, 1913.
Oh, yes, the Jim Crow laws,
50 years
right?
later, as fuck you, N-words, we're still in charge. We're putting up Civil War statues to remind you.
God, you'd think we'd be embarrassed of this shit. You think as a country, you'd be embarrassed that you decided to fight for slavery and you wouldn't want to put a bunch of statues reminding yourself that you fucking did it.
Silent Sam is the nickname of the statue.
Yes.
The other plaque says, to the sons of the university who entered the war of 1861 to 65 in answer to the call of their own country, whose lives taught the lesson of their great commander that duty is the sublimest word in the English language.
Sublimest. Sublimest.
It says sublimest.
Sublimest.
I didn't know that was a word.
Would it be the most sublime?
Well, in normal English, one would think, but yeah.
Sublimest.
Ooh. Apparently in 1913,
right,
in North Carolina, they were okay with sublimists.
Yeah, it's not even after the Civil War. I mean, it is after the Civil War, but not like years.
50 years.
A half century it went. I'm sorry.
God.
A half century it went up. You know what I mean?
It startled me. Faculty members and area residents surrounded the statue known as Silent Sam, while police officers created a perimeter around them, did not seem to stop them from yanking down the statue, though.
That's right, baby.
The group was frustrated by the inaction of university leaders and what they described as their school's institutional white supremacy.
Ugh.
The students of the UNC Chapel Hill stormed the controversial Confederate statue last night and pulled it down with their own hands.
That's fucking great, man.
A small number of counter protesters.
Yeah, suck a dick.
Some of whom wore Confederate flag t-shirts.
Ugh.
Were seen arguing with student protesters, yeah. But there were no reports of any physical altercations.
Right. Go back in the woods, you fucking racist dickheads.
Protesters used rope to pull the monument to the ground about 9:20 p.m., protesters shouted, "Next up, Charlottesville," as they dragged the statue down.
Yeah, tearing them all down. The Jim Crow laws. Who's proud of the Civil War? Who would be proud of that? A shit ton of people died in the name of slavery.
In April, a doctoral student named Maya Little was arrested after dousing the statue with red ink and her own blood.
Oh, shit.
Monday's student demonstration began as a gathering to support her, who is facing criminal and honor court charges for her protest.
Right.
But the off-campus event quickly morphed into a march to the UNC campus, where police officers stood at the monument. She addressed the crowd. She said, "It's time to tear down Silent Sam. It's time to tear down UNC's institutional white supremacy." So the crowd,
did the cops just let him tear it down? They were like, you know what? Fuck it.
I believe apparently they did.
Wow. Good for those students, those teachers, or whoever the fuck did it. Good for you guys.
Good God. North Carolina, along with another number of other southern states, has in recent years strengthened its laws protecting Confederate statues.
They're protecting these statues.
In 2015, then-Governor Pat McCrory signed a bill that prohibited state agencies and local governments from dismantling any object of remembrance.
If you guys gave a fuck about your constituents as much as you give a fuck about these relics to slavery, you know, our country would be a lot better, right? Right?
Small government, by the way.
Oh, yes.
You can't take any down. The state's telling you. So if your town says, fuck it, we don't want this statue anymore, you can't take it down because the state tells you.
Why are you advocating for a shitty statue, by the way? If you look at these statues, they all suck, right? They look like shit. They're crappily made garbage.
The Democratic governor we mentioned earlier, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, issued a statement, said that while he understands that many people are frustrated by the pace of change, he shares their frustration, but violent destruction of public property has no place in our communities.
Yes, it does. We just learned a place where this is the place for it. Tearing down monuments to slavery and racism.
I don't know.
Dude, tear it the fuck down. They tore that wall down, right, in Germany?
The toppling of Silent Sam comes 1 year after a group of activists pulled down a Confederate statue in nearby Durham.
Yes.
Although the activists there were arrested and charged, a judge later dismissed all charges against them, and the statue was never put back up.
Fuck yeah, there you go.
The Southern Poverty Law Center said there are at least 110 Confederate monuments and symbols that have been removed from public spaces since 2015, when a white supremacist opened fire in one of America's oldest black churches.
God.
Killing 9 people.
That motherfucker.
holy shit, more than 1,740 Confederate symbols are still standing.
Hey guys, get to the gym, stretch out, work out, lumber, get limber.
No, we don't
advocate. You got to pull these fucking statues down.
I don't concur.
Right.
I don't.
Well,
think
then how do we get
should.
Rid of them?
Well, you keep the pressure up, keep public pressure, and vote blue.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Go vote blue.
Vote the racist MyHeritage fucks blue. Out of the legislature.
But still, like, good job to these kids. I mean, you know.
I don't advocate for property destruction, but
yes,
probably felt good.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this. The school had spent in the last year over $400,000 to protect the statue from vandalism.
What the fuck? God, guys, who gives a fuck? It's a monument to slavery.
Chancellor Carol Folt of the university said the monument has been divisive for years. Its presence has been a source of frustration for many people, not only on our campus, but throughout the community. However, last night's actions were unlawful and dangerous. We're very fortunate no one was injured.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true, but...
Republicans are squealing like stuck pigs, of course. North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore, Republican, criticized it. Mob rule! Actions of violence!
Yeah. Fuck you, dude. What about the actions of violence from the KKK, from the racists?
Well, that's against people, too, yes. Not against statues.
God damn it, you're right. It's against a fucking statue. What about that woman that was ran over by those fucking protesters in goddamn Charlottesville? What about that, dickhead?
Heather Heyer.
What?
Heather Heyer?
Yes. What about that? What about the black people that are shot to death by cops? What about Eric Garner? Fuck you.
So the UNC officials officially condemning the action, but you kind of get the vibe that
they're winking.
And when they start off by saying it's been very divisive for years,
yes,
she's probably like, I'm glad it's gone.
Got to take these fucking statues
down. Rich donors and their rich board members,
yes,
are probably like, don't you? You're not gonna get my $1 million for your sports complex if you take down that statue.
I mean, listen, you're right, man. It is dangerous. Like, somebody could have got hurt and all this other shit. But also,
imagine being a black person going to UNC Chapel Hill and you got to walk by a monument in honor of someone who was fighting to keep you in chains and to make sure that you'd never walk on that fucking campus as a student ever.
Yeah. Part of me feels like it's the least, you know. White liberals should go do this. They won't get arrested. The cops won't arrest white people. So white liberals, use your superpower, this white skin that doesn't get you arrested, and go rip these fucking monuments down. Fuck it. It's crazy. You're right. You got all these board members protecting these Republicans look out for these statues like they're human.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
That's what's going on there.
That's awesome.
The University of North Carolina, MyHeritage.
And it's an institution of learning. How in the fucking fuck can you have a monument to slavery in a place where you're supposed to learn shit?
Right.
It's fucked.
They said, yeah, it's dangerous and stuff like that. So there you go.
Yeah. Be careful. Wear a helmet. If you're going to tear one of these fucking things down, wear a helmet. That should solve that, right? Wear a helmet.
Don't
tear
them down.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good news?
Yes.
Another lawsuit against Donald Trump.
So it's good news because someone stopped Shitty Schittler from doing something crappy.
Something crappy was done. He's being sued for it.
Oh, wait. That's kind of good news.
A judge has refused to dismiss a lawsuit against the Trump Organization.
Yes.
And the campaign.
Right.
Where a judge has said that this lawsuit will continue.
Right.
It is a lawsuit filed by a group of protesters alleging they were roughed up in 2015 by the then candidate's security detail in front of Trump Tower.
Whoa.
During a campaign speech.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They are suing his, remember his bodyguard, his best buddy bodyguard, yes, or whatever.
I remember that.
For like being grabbed and shoved and pushed and roughed up. And
our president thinks he's a mob boss.
They're trying to get it dismissed, the Trump people, and the judge has said, nope, we're going to let it go.
Oh,
let it move forward.
Of course. Somebody got beat up.
So there you go, Trump. They can proceed with the lawsuit. Right. Yet another.
Yes. Oh, no, just add it to the pile.
Yeah.
What about Barack Hussein Obama's security force?
I don't remember there being
any. He didn't have one. He didn't have. Barack Obama just wanted to read shit and make laws. How boring.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yes. Imagine you get oh, I'm in the White House. What do you want to do? Oh, I want to sell off some of our public lands to my shitty oligarch friends.
Right. There's
what the fuck is that?
There's some rich guy in Utah who wants some extra land, so let's just chop up the National Monument and give it to him because he's a Republican and is a big donor.
I mean, if you're president, don't you want to say something on your inauguration speech like, hey, you know what I'm going to do with my time in office? I'm kicking the shit out of AIDS. No more AIDS. We're getting rid of AIDS. We're going to knock out AIDS, cancer, something. Yeah. Right? I mean, I don't know. I mean, Trump's advocating for coal.
And asbestos.
Maybe he's
got friends that are mesothelioma lawyers.
Maybe. That's not crazy, dude. I mean, you know, he's advocating for asbestos. He sucks.
Cubs have acquired Daniel Murphy from Washington.
No shit. Really?
Yeah.
Daniel Murphy got, I think he was the MVP last year or 2 years ago for the World Series. That guy's good.
So
they're worried about Addison Russell slumping. Sad.
Washington sent Murphy to the Cubs in exchange for infielder prospect Andrew Monasterio.
Oh shit!
They later followed the move by parting ways with first baseman Matt Adams, who went to the Cardinals.
Right. Oh, back to the Cardinals. Okay. Interesting. Damn, they got Daniel Murphy.
Yep.
Oh yes.
Yep.
Fuck you, St. Louis. Suck a dick, baby.
Three-time All-Star.
Yeah, he's good, man. He's clutching the postseason. We're going to fuck some shit up.
Oh, God, is he some right-wing nut job?
No, no, no. Please, don't.
This says, all the triggered Cubs fans hoping they didn't get Daniel Murphy is kind of hilarious. His views on the outside are his own. He's a damn good ball player. That's your only reason for not wanting him. You're an idiot. Carry on. So he must have at some point said or done something horrific, something racisty or anti-gay.
Let me tell you something. These goddamn baseball players have the worst fucking politics. Oh, no. 2015.
Well, this says Daniel Murphy was claimed off waivers by the Westboro Baptist Church. So I'm assuming it's anti-gay stuff.
Back in March, Mets said, this is from 2015 from the NewJersey.com. Back in March, he played for the Mets. Mets second baseman Daniel Murphy caused an uproar when he made these comments.
Mm-mm.
I disagree with his about Billy Bean. He's not Billy Bean, the Moneyball guy, but MLB decided to have Billy Bean, he's a former player, be an ambassador to the LGBT movement. I disagree with his lifestyle. I do disagree with the fact that Billy Bean is a homosexual. How do you disagree with that fact? Oh, God. This doesn't mean I can't still invest in him and get to know him. I don't think the fact that someone is a homosexual completely shut the door and... Oh, fuck you, dude. This guy sucks.
He's a moron.
Fuck you, Daniel Murphy. Oh, man.
But hit well.
He's like, I hate the fact that he's gay, but I could get to know him. What's so great about you, fuckface? Oh, God.
The Senator Mark Warner.
Yes.
Has issued a statement.
Right.
Warning Trump about trying to pardon Manafort.
Right.
Top Democrat from the Senate Intelligence Committee said, quote, any attempt by the president to pardon Mr. Manafort or interfere in the investigation into his campaign would be a gross abuse of power and require immediate action by Congress.
Yes. Shit.
Yeah, I'm sure Jim Jackson or not Jim, Jim Jordan.
Right.
Jim Pa.
Yes.
And Matt Gaetz and all the Trump whores would really jump on that. They'll be on top of that.
You know what? I wish that the team I like, the baseball team I like, would say shit like, hey, we don't want Daniel Murphy because he's a fucking he's anti-gay and he doesn't agree with the gay lifestyle. Who the fuck are you, dickface? I mean, really, that's what I want out of my baseball franchise. God damn it. Anyway, sorry. It's fucking disgusting. And then the Cubs a few years ago got Aroldis Chapman after we went nuts with the gun around his kid. Yeah, god damn it. Why are baseball players fuck faces sometimes?
Famous people, rich people in general.
NBA
you get
players,
away with shit.
The NBA is so much more
football.
Yeah. Well, you got the take a knee thing there. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, they're you know, socially responsible. The NBA's LeBron James says great shit.
Well, yeah,
all the
but
time.
I'm talking about the bad ones that get away with shit.
No, yeah, that's true.
Michael Vick. Although he served time and paid his debt to society.
Fuck him.
Well, there,
fuck
see?
That guy. Fuck him.
Michael Vick still working. Colin Kaepernick.
Not
yet. Blackballed. Blackballed for
because
social
he's
justice.
Looking out for someone's rights. Right. And this guy that fucking abused dogs got a job. But a goddamn.
This is horrific. This is Bill Donahoe, we've talked about him before. He's a scumbag.
Right, right.
Catholic poobah of some sort, some apologist. He's not a priest, but he's the Catholic League, from the head of the Catholic League.
Right.
Always on, somehow defending kid-sucking priests. and...
Isn't that just priests from what we learned the other day?
Right. So Bill Donahoe.
Yes.
Rushed out an 11-page report debunking what has been reported about the horrors in the Pennsylvania diocese. Hundreds of priests, hundreds of victims. Over decades and decades being shuffled around.
Right. I mean, I don't even know how to explain how that's horrible.
One of the things you can go read it. It's horrible.
Yes.
He said at one point, he says, myth, the priests raped their victims. Fact. This is an obscene lie. Most of the alleged victims were not raped. They were groped or otherwise abused, but not penetrated, which is what the word rape means.
Oh, my God. You're talking about kids. Kids. That's why the Pope's fucking apology is bullshit. It's garbage.
Right.
Listen to this.
Myth.
A myth.
No, the next one. Myth.
Okay.
The abusive priests were pedophiles. Fact.
Okay.
Anyone who actually reads the report knows this is a lie. Most were post-pubescent.
Oh, my God.
So they're teenagers. They're not little kids. There's some hair down there. It ain't so bad.
Jesus Christ. I what the fuck? Quit giving money to the Catholic Church. If you go to church and put money in their coffers, you're supporting this abuse. You're supporting
it. This continues. Most were post-pubescent. This doesn't make molestation okay. The guilty should be imprisoned. But it is wrong to give the impression that we are talking about five-year-olds when more typically they were 15-year-olds.
Oh, oh my God. Somebody call Dexter. Somebody get the Black Panther on the phone.
How fucking cartoonishly evil can you be to in any way defend any of this?
It's vile. It's disgusting. I don't even know. What do you say?
He also claims most of the problem is gay driven.
Now, fuck you.
And he says that news outlets overly highlight minority of cases where females were allegedly abused.
What does that mean?
That because there are cases of priests, plenty of cases of priests molesting girls too.
Right.
But he feels that they overly focus on those. And because the real thing is all the gays.
Oh, yes.
It's all the gays.
Damn, guys. I think, can't you just shut the Catholic Church down and say, hey, listen, we're done. We're done letting you abuse children. That's fucked up.
God, this Bill Donahue. I mean, holy fucking shit, Catholic League. I grew up Catholic, 12 years of Catholic school. Holy fuck.
I can't wrap my brain
around anything
with
Catholicism to do with being okay with fucking children.
Hey, Pope Francis, this is what I wish my country would do. Why don't we declare war on the fucking Vatican? Quit raping our kids, you fuck! Honestly, this is nuts. If you're in a Catholic church and you see a priest raping a child, call the cops. Call the cops! You know, because listen, if somebody stole money from the Catholic Church, what would they do? They'd call the cops.
Oh my gosh, of course.
Of course.
It's about time to go. Got one more quick story here. This is from The Sun.
Yes.
.co.uk.
Hello, jolly good.
There are lots of reasons not to use plastic, it says.
Okay.
But new research has shown another one.
Yes.
That scientists in Australia are warning that chemicals found in plastics.
Yes.
From household cleaners to food packaging.
Right.
Can actually damage a man's penis and make it smaller.
Wait. I've got plastic all around me. Leave my dick alone. How the fuck does that happen?
They were specifically looking for a birth defect called hypospadia, where the opening of the penis is on the underside rather than on the tip, causing problems in function.
Yeah, no shit, right?
They identified chemicals known to cause damage to humans. Anyway, they found that also there was a link between phthalates, a common component in many products,
yes,
showing significant shortening of the distance between the anus and the penis.
Oh my god, you fuse me ass holding my dick together because of the plastics.
So exposures to these seem to have an effect on babies that are born.
We got all these plastic bags from these goddamn grocery stores making your dick small. That's crazy.
And the damage, it says, can get worse over generations.
Oh, good. Great. What the fuck?
The analysis of water from 19 locations in 9 countries across 11 different brands of water found an average of 325 plastic particles in every liter water being sold.
Okay. Let me understand this. So when I drink bottled water, it's making my dick smaller.
90% of bottled water they found microplastics in.
Is that true? So if I drink a bunch of microplastics, it shrinks my fucking cock.
I think it is more if you fathered somebody and then your kid might be born.
With
a deformed Schwanson.
Dad really likes Poland Spring. Sorry about that small dick.
Well, the whole bottled water thing is just offensive.
Why? Because it's not like really like.
Well, what a waste. I mean, think about all the plastic that's ending up in the oceans.
Oh, and everything. Yeah.
It's all these fucking water bottles.
The porpoises, they got fucking water bottles shoved up their fucking blowholes. They're fucked.
It's been shown that a lot of these miracle waters are just fucking tap water some city, and they throw a fancy label on it.
What do you want, oversight?
Yeah.
Please.
We got to go. Thanks for joining us. We got to go fast. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Ryan's doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter, at Radar Comedy. His Instagram, at Radar Comedy. Go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Got to go. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Back tomorrow.
Apologize, Daniel Murphy.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving.
Catch the Crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.